There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, back at the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Career Fair, Dan Miller is here, play-by-play voice of the Detroit Lions. He also does some TV work. How are you?
I'm good, man. Yeah. You just said it. I'm having fun. I mean, it's been a heck of a season.
How can you not, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. It's been great. And like you know, Doug, doing what you do, it's the most fun is just seeing how happy the fans are.
And that's
how
great.
And how they're into this. And, I mean, all the fans that we saw in Green Bay again.
Yeah.
You know, traveling and how blue it was. It's incredible. It's a lot of fun right now.
All right, we asked you the question.
If
you
yes. had
a European country for a Lions game, which country would you choose?
You know, I did NFL Europe twice, and probably just speaking from experience, the one I enjoyed the most was Amsterdam. It was just awesome. Mm. I mean, easy to get around, great food, just the people are so nice. So I'd go back to Amsterdam again. I mean, we've done London twice. We're going somewhere next year.
Yeah.
There's no way around it. We are going somewhere next year. So I don't know if it'll be Germany. Maybe it's Germany because of the Amun-Ra connection. We'll have to wait and see. I did Germany twice. I did Berlin. I did Rhine. They were both cool, too. So, you know, whatever it takes, we're good to go. And it's, like I said, it's been a long time since we've done it, so we know it's coming.
I want something more exotic. I want to, like, people talk about Greece. It'd be great to see the NFL in Greece or the NFL in Sweden or, you know, playing on a fjord somewhere.
Yeah,
you know?
My wife and daughter went on a trip, and they loved it. I was telling you guys during the break, they went to Croatia and just said it. They just raved about how incredible it was. I don't know if they're bringing the NFL to Croatia, but if they want to do that, I know my wife will want to go, so we'll make that happen.
You got pull.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, big story this week is Za'Darius Smith.
Yeah.
And I know you talked to Dan Campbell. We played it yesterday. Thank you for that.
Sure. Yeah. We're here for you.
What impact does he make, and does it start this Sunday?
I think absolutely. I think he's going to play. I mean, I know he's not coming in until Friday. I think you just send him out there. He's got enough of the playbook, set the edge, get after the quarterback, whatever it calls for. Probably a little more of a spot player maybe this weekend than he will be going down the line. But you had to do something. We've watched them the last couple of weeks in particular, Mason Rudolph playing against him, and then against Jordan Love, who wasn't 100%. They're just not impacting the passer, and they're getting by. But I think that gets more difficult as time goes on and you move into the more difficult part of the season in the playoffs in January and hopefully February. I just think you have to get after the passer and impact them. And here's the thing. That secondary is so good with so many guys that can make plays on the ball that if you can get that quarterback to throw it a little bit before he wants to, throw it a little bit off balance, you're going to get some of the takeaways that they're getting now, and those things are what change games.
It's amazing we've seen the defense be as good as they have in life without Aiden Hutchinson, but it's because the secondary can step up, and that's the big difference from, you know, maybe a year ago to this season. A year ago, they made some changes to the team, went out and got some guys, but guys got hurt right away.
Yeah.
This year, they made changes through trades, through free agency, through the draft, and knock on wood, these guys have stayed relatively healthy in the back end.
I think it's that Gator, no doubt about it, that it is much improved from where it's been. But I will say the other thing is I think this team's offense puts pressure on the other offense to score. And I was talking to Doug about it during break. It's almost what we used to see with the Lions, where Stafford might have an empty possession and that defense couldn't stop anybody. So if you didn't score, you were down two scores. Well, that's what it is with this Lions team. If you don't keep up, they're going to run past you. And sometimes that can force an offense to maybe make a mistake, throw it into an area they shouldn't throw it. So I do think it's that improved secondary, but I also think that offense puts a lot of pressure on the other team.
You know, Mike Tirico was on our morning show, and he said the thing about what Goff is doing right now, this isn't like a heater. This is how it's designed, how it's supposed to work,
yeah.
And they're just going out and doing what the owner's manual reads that this offense is supposed to operate like. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that. Like, he thinks this is sustainable, this 88% completion percentage and more touchdowns than incompletion kind of quarterback play.
Yeah, it's like Jarrett's talked about it, and he said, you know what, it's just I think he has learned to take, to your point, whatever the defense gives him. And if it's a check down to Gibbs or to Demo or to Laporta, whatever it is, or to Brock Wright, fine. He doesn't have to force the ball in anywhere because he's got so many playmakers that ultimately they're going to break something loose and they're going to sustain a drive. But he has been terrific. And just leading this offense and doing exactly what you said, what Ben Johnson wants him to do, and taking what the defense gives him. Look, I feel like Tom Brady made a living doing that. Tom Brady never forced the ball anywhere. Tom Brady was more than happy to throw a little crossing route or just dump the ball off and meticulously move the ball down the field, and he did okay. And so I think there's some living in that.
Elements aren't going to play a role in the rest of the season except for Chicago and maybe San Francisco, I guess, depending on what the weather's going to be like. Those are the only two outdoor games they have. They get Jameson Williams back on Sunday as well. I mean, you talk about the greatest show on turf from years ago with the Rams. This Lions offense, I feel like they haven't even really started to explore how great they can be. Jared Goff's been efficient as you can be as efficiency, but it's not like he's throwing for 350 yards a game and five touchdowns a game. Those games can still happen.
Yeah.
They haven't used Laporta much. St. Brown he's great. He's 30 for 30 in his last 30 targets, but again, it's another guy who had all these 100-yard reception games last year. I feel like they haven't even scratched the surface yet.
I think they can get better. I agree with you. I really do. And getting J-Mo back is obviously a part of that. There's more there with Laporta. I mean, it's not that he's playing poorly or that Jared's not going to him. It's just you can't argue with the efficiency of an offense or that somebody isn't getting targets or that somebody isn't getting involved enough when they're putting up the numbers that they're putting up. But I do think there's more for Sam as they move forward, and maybe that becomes a more focal part of the offense. But it's just highly efficient right now, and I wouldn't put any limits on it because it doesn't feel like they're stressed in the least. That offensive line going into that game in Green Bay, you just felt good about their chances because those guys can go out there and control a game in that environment. And then with Gibbs and Montgomery, any play is like liable to end up being a big play. They can turn 4 into 25 really quickly.
It's crazy because when they're playing this well, I suddenly have this fear of how long the season is. It's like the season, I'm like, man, the season's too long.
Yeah.
I want to get to the postseason, but it is what it is. I'm not trying to wish it away, but God, it feels like the playoffs are forever from now and so much can change, but it's just maintaining this thing, keeping it on the tracks, and I really think the leadership helps do that.
Well, I think if you look at Dan Campbell, his strength is his ability every week to get this team ready to play. And I think the best example of that, and we may have even talked about this before, but it hasn't changed, and I keep talking about it. They have not lost two games in a row since October of 2022. That's insane. There were two teams in the NFL that didn't lose two games in a row last year, Lions and Ravens. And the Ravens have since lost two in a row. This streak of going on without losing two games in a row is, I think, a real credit to Dan Campbell that, A, when they're down, he doesn't let them stay down for long. And week after week after week, he has them prepared to go out and play a game and win a game and play the right way. And I just – that consistency goes to exactly what you said. It's the preparation and just really how good he is at that.
You've been doing this for the Lions for a long time now. Have you ever seen – a road presence like what the Lions are getting with the fans?
I mean, it
continues to get better and better.
Yeah, not even close. I mean, you know, we used to maybe like Chicago would bring fans in here or Green Bay would bring fans in here and always kind of nod at you a little bit. But listen, I mean, that game, my memories of Lambeau Field I have a lot of memories of the Lions being down 38-10 and looking up and not one Packer fan is left. And I'm like, you people, you're winning by 28. Go home. You know, I got a post-game show to do. But it's one of those things where they were all gone at the end of this game because it was nasty out. They weren't coming back, and they knew it. And you look down. And even during the game, we looked and we said, guys, look how much blue's down there. And there was a lot. But when they left, you could really see how much it was. And, I mean, it's these fans are amazing. And for me, it started really where I noticed it was in that Kansas City game last year when we walked out on that field and noticed that the whole bottom ring was Honolulu blue. That was just an amazing moment. And it's really been consistent since then that these fans travel. And I said it to Doug before, the best part of this success is seeing these fans be able to enjoy it and get something for all they've invested in this team.
Speaking of which, we did get some calls from people who didn't think they did enough at the trade deadline. What do you say to those people?
I think they tried. Yeah. I really do. I just, based on what I've heard, I think they tried to make something else happen to maybe get another player even on the defensive line, and it just wasn't there. It's got to be the right deal. Dan Campbell said it. It takes two teams to make a trade, and it's hard to get those edge guys, and it's hard to get those, players that other teams are willing to trade. Does the contract impact you? They got a lot of guys coming up they have to pay. They got to be careful about what they take on. So, look, they went out and got probably the best edge that was available. And that's, I'm not going to question Brad Holmes on that. Now some of these other guys, Josh Pascal needs to step up. He's going to be back this week. Thankfully, he's okay. I still think there's something in the tank there. Those two guys in the middle can continue to be impactful in Reader and Aleem. So, you know what? Let's throw him out there and let's see if he can help complete this picture.
Last thing for me, what's the collision course at the end of the season in the NFC?
Oh, man. You know what? I think it's murky right now. I really do. I think they've defined themselves, but I don't know that we see how good San Francisco is going to be yet. Dallas is kind of faded away now with Dak being hurt.
They're done.
So I think I want to see where Atlanta goes. I mean, obviously, that's a team that I think has played well at times.
You haven't mentioned your former.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Or stomping grounds.
They're buyers at the deadline. I never would have thought we'd have seen the Commanders do that. I think certainly they're a team that has to be reckoned with right now. Were they 7-2?
Yeah.
So I think you have to look at them, and that quarterback's not playing like a rookie. So I really feel like the NFC, and this goes back to what Doug said, we had a long way to go. And I think this picture will come much more clearly into view as to which teams are the teams that are the teams to beat as we go on. I don't think the Rams are done by any means. You're going to have to, I think, deal with them. So I still think, Gator, there's a lot left in the NFC to be decided.
Dan Miller, great to see you.
Good to see you guys, man. Nice to see you out here with these youngsters that are going to come take our jobs one day.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
You know? But it's really cool to see how interested they are in the business.
We're going to hold a draft. We're going to start drafting students. Hey, thanks.
Good stuff, guys. Appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the way with your Wolverines there,
appreciate
Doug.
It. There it is.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.